This is a special program on Multicultural 1600 AM, so please stay tuned.
Listen to the Portuguese American Hour on Multicultural 1600 AM. Hear in-depth conversation about Portuguese culture and learn everything happening in the valley within the Portuguese community from 4 to 5 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.
Welcome to another edition of the Portuguese American Hour here on KGSC AM, Multicultural Radio for the Valley and for the world. You can tune in on www.multicultural1600am.com. I am Denise Borges with the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at California State University, Fresno, and along with me is Justice, today Silent Justice, because he is running in the show for us as far as all the buttons that we need to have punched so we can be on the year. Welcome, everyone. It is our pleasure to be with you again. And remember, we have a daily dose of the Portuguese American Hour every single day, Monday through Friday, that is, workday from 4 to 5 p.m. So hopefully you're listening here, or you're listening on your car, or you're listening somewhere in Northern or Southern California through any radio app or also online. We have a full house. We have six guests today, five of them from the Azores, so five of them Portuguese, and one an honorary Portuguese. So we will be talking to all of them. So we have a full house and full guests. I should say they are students, five of them, from the University of the Azores, the Terceira campus, part of an agreement that we have between Fresno State, the Jordan College of Agricultural Science and Technology, and the Terceira campus of the University of the Azores. Every year we have a group of students who do an internship here in the Central Valley. In this case, it was at Fresno State. And every year we also have anywhere between three to four students who will do an internship in the Azores through the University of the Azores, but mostly with different companies and in different industries related, obviously, to ag and to the dairy world. And so we're going to start with a little bit of music, and then we'll start our conversation with two of the young ladies that we have here. And so to kick it off, let's go to the island of Terceira, where most of them are from, and let's kick off the song that traditionally starts the Portuguese folklore, Charamba.
Esta é a vez primeira que neste auditório canto. Em nome de Deus começo, Padre, Filho, Espírito Santo. Boa noite, meus senhores, minhas senhoras, lindas flores, que aqui estáis neste salão, que aqui estáis neste salão. Quero saudar do fundo do coração, do fundo do coração. A ausência tem uma filha, amor, as lindas flores que aqui estáis neste salão, que aqui estáis neste salão. Eu para todos vou cantar e a todos quero saudar do fundo do coração.
Caramba, from the island of Terceira, our first song for this edition of the Portuguese American Hour. And we have two of our stars here for this edition. Two stars, one from the island of Terceira, where the song comes from, and one from mainland Portugal. Maria from mainland Portugal and Lenya from the island of Terceira. These two students are, as I mentioned in the outtake, they are doing an internship, which is coming up, ending this week. So it is time to go back home to the Azores, to mainland Portugal, to Terceira, in this case, the University of the Azores. So, welcome. Hey. Hello.
Hello.
How are you two doing?
Yeah, we are okay.
Just okay?
No.
No. Are you happy that you're going back in a couple of days, or sad, or both?
We don't know.
We don't know.
It's a mix of feelings.
Okay. So let's start with Lenya. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where you're from, what freguesia, and what you do in Terceira, and what you're studying at the University of the Azores.
So, hello, I'm Lenya. I'm 21 years old. I'm from Ribeirinha. Yeah, a big village.
Yes, it is a big village.
And I'm studying there. The translation, it's agro-industries, mm-hmm. but I think it's like agribusiness here. Mm-hmm. And it's a mix of about food safety, mm-hmm. food security, and animal science and food science. It's a big mix. So, yeah, I have kind of a lot of stuff to do and learning.
And so this month that's almost ending here, who were you with, the professor, and what kind of things did you kind of do besides going to the Carnaval dancers?
So I went in the reunion at mm-hmm. Fresno State with Dr. Kyle Thompson, mm-hmm. and I was helping people there, feeding the calves and doing a lot of stuff because we have a lot of stuff to do there. So it was a good time there. And I was with Vanessa, uh-huh. another girl from Terceira.
Right.
And we were there milking the cows and learning what they do here, because it's a little bit different. It's in a big scale, so everything it's different.
Here it's a little bit different. So your dad is a dairyman. Your dad has cows there.
Yes,
yes, okay.
I have a little farm there. Mm-hmm. And I take care of cows and produce milk.
Right. And Maria, you are not from Terceira, so tell us where you're from.
Hi, I'm Maria. I'm from Ovar. It's in the district of Aveiro, near Porto.
Okay. How far from Porto? Drive time?
Like 30 minutes by car.
Okay.
And 25 by train.
Okay. And so, but you are studying in the Azores.
Mm-hmm. I decided to go to that beautiful island.
Okay. And how has the experience been? You're glad?
Yes.
What do you? What are you studying at the university?
Well, my degree is very unique in Terceira.
Good.
It's kind of a mix of tourism and nature. I have a lot of different disciplines, but it's great because it can give me mm-hmm. like a lot of knowledge in mm-hmm. different areas. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it has like it have this degree in all around the world. I think it's very unique from Terceira. So
there's nothing like it in Fresno State.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
So, but I'm really enjoying being there.
What did you do here? Sorry. Who did you work with? What professor?
I'm working with Dr. Susan Pheasant. Mm-hmm. A really nice lady.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things did you do here the last 4 weeks?
Well, my project was to map a the farm so mm-hmm. they can make a path
mm-hmm.
So people can walk their dogs mm-hmm. and
wow.
and at the same time like be the like just, out of the farm.
Right.
Okay. So and I was working with the Plants Club too, mm-hmm. which was great because they are really nice with me.
Mm-hmm.
I eat pizza with them.
Mm.
They are cool. Yeah, I think it was that. And I went to the market, to the Home Depot with Dr. Susan, and we bought some plants and make some the department more colorful.
Uh-huh.
So I think it was great.
And did you? So you mapped out the area so people can go for a walk around the farm.
I think the main goal is for them to do that because it's a future project. It's mm-hmm. not on. It's starting.
Right.
So the first what I did it was like the first step to. So they can start and see, I measured the mm-hmm. from the fence to the road, and so they can make a path. Yep.
So it's the first step. Good, it's good. What are the differences between living in an island and living in a continent?
Well, I think I really enjoy to be interceded because I think I have like I don't know why, but I have the feeling that I have more time to do stuff and I don't have to wait in lines and I think I have more quality of life because in the mainland everyone is always running from
place to
but
place.
The thing I just feel like that's very, very different is the variety of things. Like in Interceda, you don't have a lot of variety of mm-hmm. things.
Yeah.
So I think it's and more things to do, like events and that stuff. Of course, that Interceda we have that, but it's just different. But I don't regret going to Interceda because I learned a lot.
Would
there.
You live in an island for the rest of your life or no?
Not now, but mm-hmm. who knows. End up there.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll see. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Whatever will be.
I really like sera. The calm. It's really calm being there.
Except when there's bullfights.
Not I very don't calm. Like bullfights.
You don't like bullfights. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. No, I don't either. I'm the only. I'm the probably.
I like it.
I know.
I know it's a traditional thing and I.
Yeah.
Of course, but well,
you were
not
raised
my thing.
With, that's
yeah.
right. But she likes bullfights. Lenya
yeah,
likes
sure.
bullfights. Yeah. And so, Lenya, being here 1 month, what difference is it here to Terceira for a young person? It's
the distance between.
Yeah, not much to do here. There's all kinds of things to do in Terceira all the time, right?
Yeah. So now it's carnival there, mm-hmm. and I'm crying.
You're crying. Well, it ends tonight. It ends. It ends in 1 hour.
Yeah,
okay. Yes,
it's
it ends
almost
in one
then.
Hour. Yes.
Okay. So I think I don't know. People are very different. The real Americans mm-hmm. are different from. I don't know. I feel that. I think it's because of the. You know, they don't have time.
Right.
They have. They are like running every time. So. I think Portuguese are more loud, so we are talking with everyone, and yeah, Americans too. But I think Portuguese is more—it's a specific
yeah.
one.
And
I don't know,
especially from Terceira.
Yeah.
Yes, we're very loud.
Yeah,
and especially from Ribeirinha.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
But for a young person, you have a lot of different cultural things there. So tell us some
yeah.
of the things that you're involved, folklore, etc.
Yeah, I'm in a folklore. Okay. I'm in two philharmonics.
Right. Yeah. The
music
band.
Bands. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Art Fado.
Mm-hmm.
It's a group, and we do like a different kind of fado.
So fado is a traditional we
yeah,
play it here a lot, a traditional music
yeah.
with the guitars, but you guys do it different. How different do you do it?
So we mix fado, mm-hmm. the traditional one,
mm-hmm.
with Viola da Terra, with a guitar, a classic guitar.
Yeah, the classic guitar. Yes.
And the classic one.
Right.
And we add some instruments like a trumpet and flute. Mm-hmm. I play flute. And I think it's like percussion. Yeah, percussion.
Mm-hmm.
And piano too.
Mm-hmm.
So we are doing this because we want, because young people sometimes they don't like fado because it's boring sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we are doing this because we want to
continue that.
Because we want to young people like this music, and so we are mixing this to try.
How do the people like it? Old people, young people, everybody.
Yeah, I think everyone like that.
They do. Okay.
Yeah, because it's not the traditional one, and it's not so so out of our mind. So is that not so different?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit a mix.
Right.
It's a It's
sort
good.
Of like the song we just played, Charamba. It was different too.
Yeah,
that was a very different version.
You can
of
feel, you can feel the original one, but you have another stuff.
Some things that you add to it.
Yeah.
Okay. How many of you there's five from here from the Azores in mainland Portugal. How many of you like fado? Let's see hands by show of hands. All of them. Oh my gosh. Okay. So young people do like fado.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maria
and the Portuguese guitar. I love the Portuguese guitar.
Yeah, you love.
I love the sound of it.
Do young people in general though, Maria, in Portugal like fado?
Just like most to see the, I don't know.
No.
I think it's special.
But yeah,
I think it's
special.
Portuguese.
But do young people your age, most of young people your age like fado in Portugal?
No.
No, they don't.
Not really.
What do you listen to in Portugal?
Well,
what do young people listen to? What kind of music do young people live in Portugal?
Hip hop.
Hip hop? Okay.
And more pop.
And funk.
They listen
I think
a lot of funk.
I was in
rap. No rap.
Yeah, rap.
So, yeah.
I was in
Brazilian
like
funk,
Mexico City, I forgot.
What?
Vacation?
Holidays? Like
vacation?
No, a camp.
Holidays.
A camp for the kids.
Okay,
and
summer
we,
camp. Yes.
I was a guide, and we went. We had the activity that it was for them to spend some time on the computer, and. When we were there, and they were just listening funk in the YouTube, and I was just shocked.
So a lot of young people listen to.
Like the ages is from 6 to 12, so they are very young, and they were listening to funk.
And is this whether it be funk or pop or rap or whatever? Is this in Portuguese or English? What's the majority of the music that young people listen to in Portugal?
Funk,
Portuguese or English?
Portuguese and Brazilian.
Yes.
Okay, Brazilian.
But
I think
Brazilian Portuguese.
Rap,
semi pop and rap
is Portuguese.
It's Portuguese.
Most of them.
Yeah, but English too. I think American
but
too.
But I think most of them listen Portuguese hip hop.
Yeah.
What is, as we end this, the conversation with the two of you, we're going to take two after our break, just so that our listeners know. We'll continue with two others of the students who are here from the Azores. But what is one memory that you take back from this trip here to California and to Fresno State?
Mexican dinner.
Your Mexican dinners.
Yes,
okay, all right. Okay. Mexican food.
I don't
food.
Know.
Mexican food.
I have
food.
A lot
okay.
of memories.
Okay.
I don't know.
But I loved it.
Memories in at their unit. Memories with you. Memories with people from here. So I don't know.
I think we bring a lot with us.
Okay. Yeah.
What was the best so the best food was Mexican food? Best
I don't know.
Tried?
I just liked all of the...
That pasta.
That
pasta.
Oh, and
pasta.
Olive Garden.
And pasta.
Yeah,
okay.
Olive Garden.
And good pasta. Okay, so good pasta. No good pasta in the Azores, Interseida?
My mother's.
Your mother's.
Yeah, my
pasta.
Mother make a good pasta.
I miss my mom's food.
But not at restaurants.
Nah, just for me.
No, okay. And Mexican food in Terceira. Is there some Mexican food? But it's not real. I had a burrito one time there. It was not very good.
I don't know if they closed that place at Praia. But Yeah, we used to have one or two, but I don't know if they are closed now.
Yeah, our Mexican food in California is really good. I mean, we have a lot of we're so close to Mexico. We have a lot of good cooks from Mexico here. So thank you both for being here with me today for
thank
the
you.
First
thank
20
you
minutes.
For everything.
Thank you, and have a safe and wonderful trip back to the. Well, I call it. I don't call it Terceira. I call it a Terra Santa, the Holy Land.
Yeah, it is.
To me, Terceira is a Terra Santa, the Holy Land. So have a good flight back. Enjoy it, and hopefully we'll be seeing you either there or here.
Yeah,
who knows?
So much. Thank you.
We'll be seeing Lenya, by the way, for those of you who go to Portuguese Festas, group in Our Lady of the Rosary, Nossa Senhora do Rosário Festa in Hillmar, just up the street here from us from Fresno, only about an
October.
Hour drive.
Yeah.
In October. So make sure you check that out. This is the Portuguese American Hour on KGST, Multicultural Radio, 1600 AM for the Valley and the World, www.multicultural1600am.com. We are a product of the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at California State University, Fresno. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Portuguese American Hour on Multicultural 1600 AM. Hear in-depth conversation about Portuguese culture and learn everything happening in the valley within the Portuguese community from 4 to 5 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.
Welcome, everyone, to the second segment of the Portuguese American Hour, a product of the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute, PBBI, at California State University, Fresno. As all of you know, PBBI is a product of three colleges, the College of Arts and Humanities, the College of Social Science, and the Jordan College of Agricultural Science and Technology. We just celebrated last week our first anniversary here on campus, and thank you all who attended the lecture by Director Paulo Teves, and all of the activities, including the launching of our Portuguese section of the books dedicated to the Azores in this case, and given to Fresno State by the government of the Azores. We are continuing our conversation with the students who are doing an internship. They're just finishing their internship this week and heading back to the islands of the Azores. We spoke to two students, Maria and Lenya, the first segment, and the next segment we'll be speaking to Daniela and Vanessa. But before, let's take a listen to a little bit of music. This is from the island of São Jorge. We have someone from the island of São Jorge, right? Daniela is from São Jorge. So this one's called Solteiras.
Solteiras, lindas, solteiras.
from the beautiful island of São Jorge, Solteiras, a traditional song from that island as well, as we move to our second segment of the Portuguese American Hour, a product of the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at California State University, Fresno. We have, as I mentioned, two other students, Vanessa and Daniela, and they'll tell us, just like the prior two, they will tell us a little bit about themselves, where they're from, and what they study at the University of the Azores. So we'll start right here. Vanessa.
Hi, I'm Vanessa. I'm 21 years old. I'm from Terceira, Altares, and I'm studying at the University of Azores. I'm doing a master's on zootechnical engineering. Here is animal science.
So you've done your licenciatura already? You've done your bachelor's degree, and now this is your first year in your master's?
Or? Yes.
Okay, good. And Daniela.
Hello, I'm Daniela. I have 22 years old and I'm from St. George, Velas. My degree is about food technology and now I'm doing a master about animal sciences.
Oh, wonderful. So you're also in the master's program. First year?
Yes, first year.
Okay, and so tell us a little bit about how is life in St. George when you have more cows than people, right?
Yes,
that's in most islands anyway, yes.
It's a little bit different with Terceira because we have less people and less parties, more relaxed and more nature.
Yeah.
But we have work, a lot of work.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's good.
Yeah, it's a beautiful island. The Fajans in São Jorge and Flores are amazing. And so it's a very beautiful, beautiful island. It is as Daniela said, not a party town like Terceira, but they also have o Festival Cultural das Velas. It's a good festival.
Yes, and the Rosais and Festival of Calheta too.
Okay.
It's three big festivals in the year.
And when is Festival das Velas? For those people who are from São Jorge, what month is usually Festival das Velas?
July.
Okay. Yes. So if you're thinking about visiting the Azores and the beautiful island of São Jorge and you want to take part in the festival, July in Velas. So tell me a little bit, Vanessa, about your experience here. Who did you work with? What professor? And what did you do for the last almost month?
I was with Dr. Kyle Thompson and with Lenya. We were feeding the cows, milking the cows, and it was a good experience.
Do you work with cows there? No. Not in your specialty.
I don't have cows.
Right. Okay. And Daniela, what did you do? Who did you work with?
I'm working with Dr. Carmen Lican, and I developed a new recipe about cream cheese. And I help in the creamery too, make it ice cream and print the labels or something. It's a new experience and I'm very glad.
Wow. So you developed a recipe for cream cheese. Was it good? Good cream cheese?
Yes.
Okay. And
I like it.
Yeah. And of course, coming from São Jorge, you have a cheese experience.
But maybe.
But the queijo São Jorge is better than cream cheese.
Yeah, it is.
It is, yes, yes. And so, Vanessa, what do you plan on doing after you finish your master's? What do you want to do professionally?
Well, I like to work in laboratory.
Okay.
So if I found something in that area, I would like to do it. But if not, I don't know, helping the farmers and stuff like that.
You want to stay in Terceira?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet. That's a possibility. And Daniela, you want to go back to São Jorge?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
But I like the dairy products area or something like that.
Okay. So go back to São Jorge and get involved in the dairy products. There's lots of different cows on São Jorge and lots of... How big is the average dairy or levador in São Jorge? How many cows? 30, 20? Mais ou menos average. How many cows would you say?
Maybe 300.
300, okay.
The major, right?
The major, the big ones.
Yes,
big
the ones, major, 300. Maybe, 300 cows or more.
Wow. And the smaller ones, 20, 30?
Yes.
Okay. And people do have still 20 cows.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Or less.
Or less,
yes.
Okay, yes, or less, yeah. What is different? Let me ask you, other than the calmness, what is different between Saint George and Terceira that you feel that is much different?
I think it's the people. The people in Terceira, it's more festival and very friendly and talk everybody, and the Saint George, it's not
a little bit more private, a little bit more reserved.
Yes.
And but living in Saint George is a very unique experience because you can see two other islands very close, and of course you can see Terceira and Graciosa a little bit, but you feel the archipelago. You feel like you're part of the another two islands. It is a little bit different than Terceira.
Yes, I think it's special because we saw the four islands, and I leave home, and I see Pico and Faial. This is special. This is different because in Terceira I saw the sea.
That's right.
More.
Yeah. And do people in Saint George go to Pico and Faial very much, very often on the boat?
It's like 15 minutes to the boat, and it's very cheap.
Okay. And people go.
Yeah. On the
during
weekend,
the summertime.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, maybe. Weekend too, or
how is Vanessa living in Terceira? How have you seen the tourism? Is there more tourists now coming from not just from America but from Europe and from Finland and all those other countries? Lots more or no?
Now I think that we have a lot more tourists now than in the past.
And is that a good thing?
Well, for the economy, it is.
For the economy, because people spend money.
Yes.
But
And for letting people know the things that we have in our islands and in Azores, the beauty we have, and let them know that we have beautiful places, beautiful things to see.
What did you like mostly about this month here? Other than Mexican food, we already have that one. Okay, so Mexican food is out of the question. Yeah. Other than Mexican food or the pasta, yes, right, or the pasta. Other than Mexican food, the pasta, what did you like about your experience here almost a month now?
Well, the pasta was the best part. But yes, it was a good experience. We learned a lot of things. We saw a lot of things that we don't have there. And here it's a big thing. It's a big scale for us. And it was a good opportunity to see new places, meet new people, new contacts too. And we can spend time together, and it was a good
And Daniela, what was the best part of this 1 month here? You have family here.
Yes, okay. I have a lot of family and friends in California.
Where are they at? In what cities?
You know? Watsonville, Santa Clara.
So all north, that
and,
part.
And near here, Visalia.
Yeah, Visalia, yes. Visalia. Almost by Tulare, yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm very grateful with that experience because I love trips or something, and I saw new people, new places, new cultures. I'm really grateful, and this experience is really good to my future and in my life.
Let me ask you both the same, because you both of you, all four, speak very well English, but being here for almost a month, has it, you think it's helped your English? Or have you spoken only Portuguese with each other all the time?
So,
okay, tell us the truth now. To each other, only Portuguese.
Only Portuguese. Sometimes we are talking Portuguese and then we talk English all of a sudden. But yeah, in the first week, I think we were trying to speak really well. And then we had some days that we couldn't speak English at all. And
I don't know. Now I think that when we talk with our families, mm-hmm. we try to speak Portuguese, because sometimes we speak some words in English and they're like, what?
But has it helped a little bit? Practicing English for a month in America, you know, has helped
yes.
a little bit?
Yes. My English is very bad.
No, but it's not. It's
in,
good.
In this month, I think I improve. And now I understand a little bit more.
Right.
And obviously, I talk too.
Right. And both of you are doing a master's program already, in the mestrado, both
yes.
of you. How long, how more do you have? What is the master's program? How long is it? For how long?
So the master is 2 years.
2 years, okay.
One of classes and one of...
Getting the thesis.
Yes.
We call here the thesis, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, master's thesis.
Yeah.
Or dissertation.
Yeah,
we're in the
same thing.
Yeah.
You're in the same.
Yes.
Okay, all right. And are classes very hard in Portugal, in the Azores?
No.
Okay. Good. That tells all of our students where they want to go. Okay.
The
classes
study,
are easy,
but I think if we study, we mm-hmm. can do it easily.
So you pass the tests easily. We have to tell Professor Madruga to have harder classes.
We need to study.
We need to study.
Yeah. Because if we don't study, we can't pass the test.
Right.
So,
but I think. My degree, mm-hmm. It's more difficult, but
yeah.
it's different
mm-hmm.
because now we have only area
mm-hmm. Disciplines.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
disciplines, and we did
mm-hmm.
that, but in degree
mm-hmm.
we have all
right.
In the same time.
And now when you finish the classes, the second part of the master's, you're actually going to spend time researching and writing your
yes.
thesis,
yes.
right? Yes. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Best of luck. Have a good trip back to Terceira and São Jorge. Are you going
thank
back
you.
To São Jorge or Terceira only?
Terceira.
Oh.
São Jorge.
In the summer?
Maybe. No.
Oh, no.
In the holidays.
Oh, you have holidays coming up.
Yes.
Okay. When is the vacation, the holidays
Easter.
Now?
Easter,
coming.
Yes.
In April.
Easter,
yeah.
Easter time. Okay. Well, have a good time. Enjoy the rest of the few days here and have a good trip back. And hopefully
thank
you take
you.
Lots of memories. What's the best memory other than food?
maybe amazing people I met.
Good. That's wonderful. Yes. They're not as friendly as the ones from Terceira, but, you know, they're okay. Yes. Same thing? Memories?
Yeah, we met a lot of people. We met Imelda and Alcida that helped us a lot. So, yeah.
Good.
We will miss them.
Okay, well, have a wonderful trip back and enjoy it. And thank you for being part of this experience. And hopefully we'll connect with other students who go there next year and vice versa. So that is our second segment of the Portuguese American Hour. We're speaking with Daniela and Vanessa. Daniela from the island of São Jorge. Vanessa from the island of Terceira. We are just about to end this second segment of the Portuguese American Hour. We want you to continue listening to us because we are here every day, Monday through Friday, from 4 to 5 p.m. So do be a part of the Portuguese American Hour and do tell your friends that you can catch us on 1600 a.m. and you also can catch us on www.multicultural1600am.com. So we'll be right back with our third and final segment of the Portuguese American Hour, a product of the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at Fresno State.
Listen to the Portuguese American Hour on Multicultural 1600 AM. Hear in-depth conversation about Portuguese culture and learn everything happening in the valley within the Portuguese community from 4 to 5 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.
Well, welcome everyone to the third and final segment of the Portuguese American Hour. Every day, Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 p.m., we have a full house. We've had four students. We have two other guests, another student, and the person who did all the work, or most of the work, I should say, putting together this trip for the students who came here and spent a month. They'll be going back now on Friday after spending a month internship here at Fresno State at the Jordan College of Agricultural Science and Technology. Before we get to our next two guests and our conversation, we're going to listen to a little bit of another song, and we're going back to the Azores, since we are celebrating the Azores on this edition of the Portuguese American Hour. We've been in Terceira with Charamba. We have been in the beautiful island of São Jorge with Solteiras. And now we're going to the tallest point of all of Portugal, Pico and Chamarrita Nova. Esta Nova Chamarrita from the island of Pico. We are continuing with the Portuguese American Hour here on Multicultural Radio for the Valley and the World, www.multicultural1600am.com. Our next two guests, as I mentioned, continue talking about the Azores and this experience that the students had. And we had five students, four young ladies, and one young man. He was a minority among the only one representing the male species here, and that is Nuno. Nuno, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm fine.
Good. Welcome. Thank you. And so tell us a little bit about yourself, just like the young ladies did, and what you were studying and what you were doing at the University of the Azores, and where you're from.
So, as you said, I'm Nuno. I came from Biscoitos in Terceira. I'm studying plant science at our university. I'm 21. Mm-hmm. That's my presentation.
And you are finishing your degree?
Yeah, I'm finishing the degree. Mm-hmm. I'm missing one class right now, but it's almost done. Mm-hmm. And let's see what I'm going to do next year.
Okay. You are thinking about a master's maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. For maybe sure. Come to Fresno State and do a master's.
We don't know.
We don't know. Okay. We keep on talking about that. Yes. Yeah. So, again, just like with the young ladies, your experience here. How was this month? Who did you work with? Who was your professor?
So, my professor is Dr. John Bushoven. Mm-hmm. And I was at the orchard the majority of the time, working with the almonds. Mm. So we don't have almonds at the Azores, so it was a new experience to me. We were tagging the trees, cutting off the buds, and then cutting the blooms for a work that this girl is making. And I spent like the last 3 weeks helping this group of persons that were at the orchards.
So how was the experience? Because it's like you said, it's something you don't have in the Azores.
Yeah, it's very good. I learned a lot of how to work with almonds. I also learned a little bit how do they care the citrus here, because it's different. The climate here, it's very different from
the climate. Is very different.
So obviously
no humidity here
at all.
At all. That's right. Very dry. Yes. Yeah. Tudo seco. And tell me a little bit about also your experience, of course, at the university. Your experience with your internship, but you also had a cultural experience because you are a big fan and a participant in the Carnaval from the island of Terceira, which we have explained to our listeners who are not of Portuguese background. Mm-hmm. We've explained what Carnaval is. We've had actually two different interviews with two different guests who have Carnaval dancers here in the valley. And so how did this happen? How did you didn't come prepared to be in Carnaval?
No, at all. So I was very sad because this year I made 10 years of Carnaval. So I was sad because it wasn't possible to participate because I was not in Terceira. But then in one weekend I went to visit my family in San Jose, and then I went to see the practice of the Balinho, and then they said, oh, if you could came on the next weekend, we will get you some clothes and then a guitar and you could play with us. And then they made the second practice and I play with them and they say, you are more than ready. So try to find a way to, we will pick you up and they will come with us. And then we had this funny conversation on the end of these 3 days that I can say that I went in a Balinho with just like 30 minutes of practice.
Yes, yeah, that's a record. Most people practice for 2 months or three. Yes. Not even Lenya could do that, huh? Can you go in 30 minutes as well? Okay, all right. So how was the experience? Because Carnaval here is different than Carnaval in Terceira.
Yeah, so the spirit, it's the same.
Okay.
Because this group that I was, the Balinho Deles, so they are all very connected. They have received me very well. I almost feel at home. But then here, everything, it's so far. So, they made like 10
presentations
and in 3 days,
right?
And then in there in Terceira we make like 20 something presentations in 4 days,
right?
So here the time that we spend
on the
driving
road.
It's too much. We spend 4 hours going from Tulare to Artesia,
right?
At four hours in Terceira, we'll be able to make like 2 or 3
trips around the island.
Yeah.
And stopping.
Yeah.
And stopping in Biscoitos to see the ocean.
And to taste some verdelho.
And to taste some verdelho wine. That's right. And we'll continue talking with Nuno, but as I mentioned, we also have a non-student here, although she looks like a student. She's as young as the students are, which is Imelda. And Imelda works at the Jordan College of Agricultural Science and Technology. Tell us your job title.
Hi, my title is Coordinator of Internships and Professional Experiences.
Okay, and so how has it been working with these 5 young, crazy, wild young people from the Azores?
It has been a great experience. I really have enjoyed my time with this group. This is my second year coordinating the program, and the other group was great, but this group is really special.
And oh, they like that.
Yeah.
And she'll tell me the same thing next year's group, I hope. So, but Imelda, what are some of the highlights from your perspective organizing all this and working with these young people, with the community, etc.?
Well, we wanted to expose the students to the food and agriculture industry in the Central Valley, and they got to do a lot of hands-on work with their internship supervisors at the university, but we also wanted to expose them to other things. So they had the opportunity to attend the Tulare Ag Expo, and that was a wonderful experience for them because it's the biggest agricultural exposition in the world. And so they got to see that. And they also participated in Fresno State's olive oil workshop, and they went out to the Fresno State Experimental Ranch to see what we do out there. And then in addition to that, they got to also do some fun activities. They got to go to Yosemite, and they got to go on a hike with me to the San Joaquin Valley Gorge.
Oh.
Tomorrow, they will have an opportunity to tour Cargill.
Oh.
And see how we process beef at a large scale facility.
Right. And yeah, that'll be a wonderful experience, I'm sure. And so it is this project, of course, we have some support for obviously the Jordan College of Agricultural Science and Technology. We want to thank the mayor of Angra do Heroísmo at the City Hall, Professor Alma Menezes, who actually was for many years the director of the campus in Terceira, and who sponsored the trip of the students, and of course all of our partners who help this experience come through.
Yes, we especially want to thank the Luso American Development Foundation, the Tulare Angra Sister Foundation, and Elder and Cindy Domingos, as well as the Ag One Foundation at Fresno State.
Correct. Thank you for doing all that. Imelda's all organized. Now, Imelda, after these students go back, which is just in a couple of days, you'll get to start working. Obviously, you have many other projects going on at the same time, but we'll start working on some of the students who will be going there, hopefully in June.
Yes, and in the next couple of weeks, we will start the recruitment process so that our Fresno State students can apply to the internship program, and we will send 4 students June to July of this year.
Yeah. And Nunu, that's an experience because they go during San Juaninas. How lucky are they, huh?
Yeah, they will enjoy it for sure.
Yes, that's the highlight, I think. They don't, you know, they told me when we had a debrief with Imelda and the dean and everyone that, you know, there's those 10 days. A lot of people don't do a lot of work there in those 10 days.
No, you don't know the work that we have to make those 10 days.
Oh, I know. Everybody says yes. That's the joke between Terceira and San Miguel. You know, for those of you who are listening to us who don't know the rivalry between Terceira and San Miguel, people from San Miguel are always complaining that people from Terceira are year-round party people. And so they say, you know, it's always a fest in Terceira. It's always a fest in Terceira. And the reply from Terceira is, oh, these festers are a lot of work.
Yeah.
And indeed, they are a lot of work for the committee that puts it together. But there's a few holidays going on during the San Juaninas where people have time off, right?
Yeah.
Is that one of your favorite festers, other than Carnaval? I know Carnaval is your favorite. What's your second type of favorite festa in Terceira?
Yeah,
a festa dos biscoitos, you better say that.
Yeah. I like São Joaninhas. It's not just the party itself, but it mixes culture, fun with it's all that. Those 10 days we get that spirit of festa, and it's like it's that time of the year that you see all of the people that you won't see for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like you're walking on Rua da Sé, and then, oh, hello, how are you? I'm seeing you for a long time. And then, oh, hello, hello. Yeah.
And what is your one experience that you're taking back other than Carnaval? So that one's and the pasta and the Mexican food, because we've already got those three. Is there anything else different?
So I will for sure remember the view of the mountains.
Okay.
Yeah, they were beautiful. And the friendship that we've made here, I will be, they will be in my heart forever.
Oh, this was very,
very
nice.
Sentimental, but yeah.
Thank you so much. And so these will also be in your heart as well, but we have other work to do. So do you think this program enhances our the Jordan College of Agricultural Science and Technology?
I do. I think that it definitely enhances our college, and it helps our students grow when they go to Terceda and they experience the internship, and it helps the students from the University of the Azores grow as well, personally and professionally.
Great, and that's a good way to end it. We thank you both, and thank all of you, thank all six of you, for being here on Multicultural Radio on the Portuguese American Hour, a product of the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at California State University, Fresno. Thank you, Justice, for allowing us to speak and being silent today. He never says much, but he always does our intros, so I had to do our intros today. And he actually, when I'm kind of doing the show by myself, he asks me some provocative questions so I can have something to talk about. So thank you, Justice, for everything that you do, and thank you all for listening to the Portuguese American Hour. I do want to remind everyone some of the events coming up on March 5th, which is next week. We have our Portuguese Language Student Discovery Day at Fresno State, where we have over 300 students from area high schools who are students of the Portuguese language who will be coming to Fresno State, who will spend a full day from 10 o'clock in the morning until about 2:30 in the afternoon. They have to go back to their schools, and they'll be seeing some presentations. We'll talk about this program, obviously, and we will be talking about all things that are Portuguese at Fresno State. They will do a campus tour. They will have some presentations by students. We'll have some folklore dancing for them, and we will have some linguiça sandwiches, typical linguiça sandwiches, and then after that, they have a 45 minutes on their own, which they always like to discover different aspects of Fresno State, and then they go back home. If you want to be part of it, if you're a community member and you'd like to help us out, we always need help. So get a hold of me, 559-280-2871. That's 559-280-2871. And participate. Be part of this youth program that we have now coming up March the 5th here at Fresno State. And also put on your calendar April 2nd for a very special event with the Portuguese Oral History Project. We'll be talking about that in detail in the next few weeks. We'll see you on the next edition of the Portuguese American Hour from PBBI Fresno State. Take care.
This was a special program on Multicultural 1600 AM.